Welcome back to This Week on Channel 9. I'm Brian Keller.
I'm Dan Fernandez.
And I'm Clint Ruckus.
And we're shooting here live from Mix 2009, beautiful Las Vegas Venetian Resort.
Yes.
Where we've got a ton of news. The next web now, or web 3.0, or whatever our theme is this week. Tons of web stuff.
Web 5.0.
Web 5.6.
Well, so we combine web 3 and web 2 and mid web 5.
Absolutely. So we've got a ton of news for you this week.
Yeah, so let's just jump into it.
Let's do it. So first up, Silverlight 3 beta is available now.
So there are so many things announced in Silverlight 3 beta. New media support, new streaming media support, new tool support and expression encoder where you can actually simulate the smooth streaming features. You can so that way you can see what the experience would be if it degrades network performance.
Silverlight 3D. So it's like a way to test the smooth streaming and what happens in the fallback and everything?
Okay. Yes, absolutely. So there's just so many other Silverlight 3 features.
The new GPU.
GPU acceleration.
Pixel shaders. AAC support.
And the thing about it is that Scott Guthrie gets up and he rattles off this whole list, and he's like, oh yeah, by the way, it's 40K smaller than Silverlight 2. Like, WTF, what? Seriously? For real? Like,
the entire time.
And you get it smaller.
Yeah.
And faster.
Sold. Easy done.
Yeah, yeah. And speaking of Silverlight 3, Tim Heuer has probably one of the best guys for developers to actually go through and see some of the features. So you'll see, like, he has a picture shader effect on, say, like a button that shows how to do, like, blur effects. So if you're looking for getting an overview for developers, definitely check out Tim's blog post.
That's right. And another Silverlight 3 feature.
Yes, is out-of-browser experience. So this is huge.
Yeah, this is awesome. So I got a preview of this from Mike Harsh, one of the program managers that works on this. And it's funny because Mike used to be on the Windows Forms team, which came out with the Click Once deployment. And now we basically have the same type of experience around Silverlight. So the idea is that you're surfing your application online, and let's say it's an expense reports application. The Silverlight out-of-browser experience allows you to then take that application, install it locally, you get on your plane, you're working on your expense reports, you sync back up, maybe the application updates, it takes all your local data, pushes that back to the server, and you're good to go. So this all comes for free with Silverlight 3.0, just amazing.
Yeah, and I think one of the other cool parts is when you start comparing RIA platforms, there's Adobe Air, right?
Right.
So this a lot of people have been sort of doing the comparison of Silverlight and Air, but saying, you know, Air clearly has offline access, disk access, mm-hmm. you know, start programs, integration, etc. This really gives a lot of the same features. And in fact, Tim did another post, Tim Heuer, on how out-of-browser experience works for application upload. So you click start programs, and what actually happens when you need to deploy a new version of an application that's not actually in a browser?
Application download. Right.
So he goes through and actually does a compare and contrast to Adobe Air. So it's really interesting. And we'll have another Channel 9 video with Scott Guthrie talking about, it was a live Q&A session. People asked him how they actually implemented out of browser experience. So he goes into the details, and somebody was like, did you just reinvent a browser? And Scott like says, you know, yeah, we did that in 15K. No, we did basically this host and make sure. And one of the key things to talk about here, and where everybody's worried about running an XE, is that this is sandboxed.
Right.
So this isn't just a full XE that's running on a machine. It lives within a specific security context.
Right, and much like ClickOnce does. So if you're familiar with ClickOnce, a lot of these same concepts apply.
Right, exactly. So Scott in that Q&A goes through some of the context and how you can use things, even like named pipes, to do inter-application communication. So two Silverlight applications could talk to each other and exchange data that are installed locally.
Nice.
Wow. So some really cool things as sort of Scott views how people can kind of take exploit the platform, if you
right.
will.
Nice.
Actually, shouldn't be using exploit when we're talking about security, I guess. And speaking of which, if you want to see, Charles sat down with Scott and went through, I think this was like almost 40 minutes or so, that goes through a lot of the same Silverlight stuff. So definitely check out this video as well.
Nice. Good stuff.
And one more thing, since we're talking about Channel 9 videos, The out-of-browser experience, we got another video with Miguel de Casa, who's here, and he was talking about using that out-of-browser experience and actually making it so you can have an application, a Silverlight application, written as a native iPhone application.
iPhone? What's an iPhone?
iPhone is... is a cell phone. Clint, pull yours out. No, it's funny because Clint is fired. So you can
run Silverlight applications out of browser on the iPhone using Mono or Moonlight rather.
Yes, Moonlight and some of the things that they're building. So it's basically they're building the out of browser experience. So your Silverlight app lives in their like host, if you will.
Right.
And they do all the static compile and they use Silverlight templates to make the skin look the same. And you'll have just the same way you would in go to App Store to download an application, except it's written in Silverlight.
Nice.
So, pretty amazing stuff, and that video will be up as well.
Wow. Man, and continuing the saga of March Madness, you know, we've talked about March Madness in the past, but now March Madness...
People that don't know March Madness.
Oh, yeah, so March Madness is the biggest sports tournament, in at least in the United States. Like, in the rest of the world, maybe football is bigger, like the World Cup. But here in the United States, when you have all the college football, or college basketball teams, rather, competing, you narrow it down to 64 teams. Everyone puts together a bracket that says, you know, who they think is going to win. And so you end up getting all these office pools and people that know more or less about basketball coming in and watching these tournaments. And so it's just huge. Lots of tournaments or lots of games played over the course of a few weeks. And it tends to be
a ton of viewership.
Yeah, ton of viewership. So it ends up being one of the most highly trafficked web applications that you can build.
Right.
And so YouTube is hosting Silverlight. Hosting March Madness live in a Silverlight viewer. So if you go to, I think it's youtube.com/March Madness. That's right.
Yeah.
Then you can watch March Madness right now.
And this is from Steve Clayton's blog, and this is one of the things that, you know, you almost didn't find out about. Somebody else had found out about it, and I was like, wow, gee, who knew, like, you know, YouTube's supporting Silverlight, at least for March Madness.
That's right. That's right.
So a lot of cool stuff.
And you know who else is supporting Silverlight?
Ooh, and another thing.
So this is a big news story, but it unfortunately didn't make the mix keynote a whole lot, and you'll see why. PlayboyArchive.com.
Yes.
Supporting Silverlight Deep Zoom.
Yes.
And let's just leave it at that.
So yes.
We'll leave it to your own
That did make it. Scott Stanfield.
Just a little bit of a mention, but no demo. I wonder why. No
I think
demo.
It was kind of funny when Scott was like, please don't go there now. The site isn't live.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
He had to warn the attendees.
Yeah, but some amazing articles, actually. My friend was looking at this the other day, and you can go back to like 1983 and read like how to clean your VCR heads and stuff like that. So just really interesting articles. But moving right along with Silverlight, Winter Olympics. File this under least surprising news. Winter Olympics has decided that because the Summer Olympics was so cool with Silverlight, that they will also be hosting the Winter Olympics in Vancouver on Silverlight. So that's really cool as well.
Yeah, and they're adding a lot of the same features that we've been talking about for Silverlight 3. So the smooth streaming support, 720p HD, I believe. Like, there's just a lot of things where they're even taking the Summer Olympics to the next level.
Nice.
So,
nice.
And like one really interesting fact that he talked about at the keynote was they served 3.4 petabytes worth of video.
Whoa.
And a petabyte is how many terabytes?
1,000 terabytes.
1,000 terabytes?
Wow.
It's ridiculous.
Giga, tera, peta, that's a lot of data.
What's yeah. next?
I have no clue.
All right, that's your assignment. Whoops. So next up, Expression
so,
Web
next
Super
up we
Preview.
We have Super Preview, which basically allows you to check out your website and how it will render in Firefox, Safari, IE6, IE7, IE8, all in one little application. Now, as a web developer, this would have made my life so much easier, because you'd have VMs for IE6, IE7, IE8, Firefox 1, Firefox 2. So this just literally makes one application that allows you to view everything, to make everything pixel perfect. And you can do transparent overlays to see, well, why is this one pixel over? You can click on that element and actually show where it's lining up. And you can even have your design mock that your artist gave you to figure out why this isn't rendering correctly.
So this is part of Expression Web,
yes.
Then.
But
it is available as a free download,
okay.
Separate. And
okay.
It's like 200 megs, I think, though.
Nice.
So
key question, does it support Netscape? Call me when it supports Netscape.
Netscape 4.
That's my preferred browser. But actually, no. Now my new preferred browser is IE8. So IE8 is now available. And so another unsurprising news item coming out of Mix. I think everyone saw this one coming. But
yes.
But really great download here. I installed it, and my machine just feels snappier. I think it's a really great release. Things render very quickly. I'm loving the accelerators, so the ability to select some text. And so let's say you want to select some text and run a search on that, where you can say select, send to Google, send to Live Search.
Or there's an address, and you want somebody sends, you know,
send
to
Live Maps.
You're in Hotmail.
Exactly.
Check any email, somebody sends you their address, right click, and
exactly, you know. or translate. So I was actually in Brazil last week. Would have been nice to be able to select some text and say translate this from Portuguese to English.
Someone even has a define. So for me, I'm illiterate, so I literally highlight words and click define, and it actually gives me the definition.
Oh, nice. Yeah. So loving that stuff. And then also there's the web slices. So let's say that you wanted to if you go to visitmix.com, they've got web slices implemented, so you can just watch what are the top news items coming out of Mix, and you can just host that within your browser. So really cool stuff.
That's cool.
Quick download. I was able to download this and get it up and running. I think there was one reboot required, but I got everything up and running in less than 20 minutes, which, as browsers go, I think that's a pretty good install. So
yeah.
Yep.
And speaking of, see, I've been told that I do the speaking of when there's literal to no correlation.
Let's see, how are you going to correlate
this?
That's
my bag.
Yeah.
So,
speaking of the internet.
So speaking of building web applications
with a
tool, this is ASP.NET MVC. Adam Kinney and Phil Hack go to town, talk about what's MVC, what are some of the changes that they've done, and a lot of the detail. And you know, we'll talk about some of this stuff, but I've seen some of the Twitter comments in Phil's session as well.
Right.
Has been really cool, and they're talking about some of the influences, say, Ruby on Rails has had on MVC design.
Right,
so.
And during the day one keynote, actually, we had Joel Spolsky and Jeff Atwood talking about StackOverflow.com and how they built that using ASP.NET MVC.
Yeah.
So really awesome to see that framework get mentioned and get so much love in the keynote, and to have Joel Spolsky and Jeff Atwood here talking about it. I mean, it's just been an amazing week at Mix.
Yep.
Yeah, definitely.
Love
Sketchflow.
Sketchflow to me is one of the coolest features. It's brand new in Expression Blend 3. And what it allows you to do is basically say, item 1 will go to, your screen 1 goes to screen 2, and then screen 2 can have an error condition back, and then you can do a quick mock-up of your entire application using this.
So when you say screen, are you talking about like storyboard frames? Is that the idea?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then you can do the animations, and then you can right-click, and I think it's right-click, but you can create a design document from your workflow, and it's a working application also.
Wow.
So it just literally...
So you see the workflow of all the different screens. I'm going to have my login, then if I'm admin, then I'm FM.
Wow, that's hot. Actually, I've heard so much buzz about Sketchflow this week, and I haven't even had time to check out the demo, but it sounds amazing.
They showed it at the keynote, and they had a couple sessions talking about it also, and it was just literally mind-blowing. We invited a bunch of students here, and a couple of them even mentioned they're going to use this now to help produce their design documents, because as all developers do, we hate doing documentation, even though it's so important.
Right. If it's not enabled by a tool, something I can do after I've built my project, it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
So this helps solve that.
A couple things to note, and we haven't really talked about it, but all the downloads that are available. So MVC is a download. IE8, obviously. Expression Blend 3 is a download.
Well, this is a beta right now.
But it is available for download.
Yes.
Right.
As is Silverlight 3 and the Silverlight 3 tools. Now you need Visual Studio 2008 SP1 to install the tools, but the tools are available as well, so you get tool support in Visual Studio. So there's just a ton of downloads for people to play with in Super Preview as well.
Nice. So it's time for Picks of the Week.
Picks of the Week! So my Pick of the Week is with Twitter at Mix. We had Ask the Goo, and we had a live stream of it. So we literally had people on Twitter saying, you know, asking Scott Guthrie questions based off of Twitter.
That's amazing.
This was Jeff Sanquist, my manager, hosting with Jeff Atwood and Scott Guthrie, and people could ask questions. And I think one of the other cool parts was just the integration of Twitter and the live stream, which you can see in the screenshot just on the right, as people were watching the keynote, even not as part of the Ask the Goo, but you could sort of see what people's reaction is to the keynote and different announcements. It's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good stuff.
So kudos to Duncan and the dev team for building that out.
I remember actually three mixes ago is the first conference that I came to that Twitter was actually being used, and it was kind of used hit or miss. Like, we sat backstage and kind of watched what people were saying, but now it's gone from this, like, kind of underground, you know, model to if you go to a conference or do a lot of things, you pretty much are expected to have a Twitter account. In fact, Steve Marks, who's on the Windows Azure team, he put together tweeval.com. And during his session, he said, hey, go to tweeval.com, and he gave everyone a GUID, and vote for what you think about my session. So he was able to get real-time feedback score. So just really cool to see that becoming part of the conference. Yeah.
Isn't that like our Coding for Fun app that we did at PDC?
I think maybe they are running. Chances are they aren't.
Yeah. No, I'm not kidding.
So. No, his is running in Windows Azure, as you would expect from Steve Marks. But
no, I mean, if he wants to steal our ideas that we had done and is in the book Coding for Fun, available now, Johnny Lee is actually speaking at Coding for Fun, at Mix. So,
enough shameless promotion.
Yeah, exactly.
Speaking of Azure.
And speaking of Coding for Fun. No, so this is one of the big news stories that is sort of, it's I think, a longer-term story, but people aren't realizing how big it is. Mm-hmm. When people look at Windows Azure, they think it's a Microsoft platform running ASP.NET and our classic applications. At during the keynote, they announced that Azure is going to support PHP.
That's awesome.
So, I mean, if you have seen statistics, there's a lot of applications running PHP, a lot of different scenarios there. Being able to have Azure, so imagine something's cheaper, infinitely scales, and has more like value-add features, right? Whether that's business analytics with SQL Server or whatever. Like, it's such a no-brainer to have run your PHP applications on Azure. And while this is still really early, I think this is such a huge story in terms of what's going to happen in the next, you know, 1 to 3 years of PHP support on Azure.
Right.
So.
Yep, so good pick.
Huge and then cloud.
My pick of the week is for all of you at home who can't be here at Mix.
So who owns this, Brian?
Well, there's a lot of people involved. But one of the things that that I've been doing the past few Mixes and PDC was working on the session recordings. So what we do is we bundle up all the session recordings from everything from the keynotes to you know, Scott Hanselman's sessions to you name it. And we package all that up and we put it online. So if you go to visitmix.com, and browse over to the 2009 agenda, you can actually start finding sessions that you might be interested in and click on that session, and in the bottom it'll pop up and there's a little play icon. Click on the play icon and that'll take you to a page very similar to a session details page on Channel 9 that will give you an inline Silverlight player. You can also download a format that will be available for Zoom, for your iPod. You can download the PowerPoint deck. And so, you know, we would love to have you all here, but since you can't make it, we would love for you to get that content. So definitely
let me summarize what you just said. All the sessions are available for free to watch.
Thank you.
Online.
And it's actually, they're available 24 hours after the session happened.
Yeah.
So by the time you're watching, amazing.
Yeah. So by the time you're watching this, everything should be available.
Yeah, so certainly a lot of stuff at Mix. By the way, Brian Peek was supposed to be on our show, but he had a family emergency, so he couldn't be there. But
next time.
We're thinking of you, Brian. And, the last thing we wanted to do was actually show the clip.
Yeah. That's right. So Scott Guthrie, you know, amazing guy. He does so much work, you know, just round the clock working on keynotes, building products, managing teams. And people ask us a lot, you know, what it takes for Scott to get into the mode of doing a keynote. There's a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff that has to happen.
He's got to get his game face on.
Definitely. So
there's just that crazy thing with the bear. Wow.
Yeah. I didn't even know about that till recently.
I know.
So anyway, we filmed a video. It's kind of documentary style that shows exactly what goes into Scott's keynote preparation. So stick around after the credits and check that out. And this has been another episode of This Week on Channel 9, live from Las Vegas. We'll see you next week.
Later.
Thanks, everyone.
All right, people, we have 5 hours and counting till Scott Guthrie goes on stage to deliver his keynote for Mix. 5 hours, everything is under control on this end. Has anybody seen Scott's red polo? And has anybody seen Scott Guthrie?
Hair and makeup.
Just got word Scott is done with foils and moving on to his workout. I need an ETA, guys. How's it going on that tattoo? Scott is finishing up his tattoos, and then we've got to get him into wardrobe. He's got to make a decision on these red polos sooner than later, people. Let's go.
Scott said no on the red polos this year.
Oh, I see Scott now. Let me ask him. Close, people. Scott is wrapping up his Japanese cola endorsement.
Kuda, oishi.
Then we've got the wedding. He promised the goopies he'd take some photos with them.
No flesh, no flesh.
He's got to wrestle the bear. And then he's going to finish writing some code. And then finally get dressed into his long sleeve red polo.
Scott's in wardrobe.
He's dressed.
Copy that.
Yes.